Section 2. You will hear a talk about keeping children safe on the Internet. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Thank you for coming. It's good to see so many of you interested in keeping your children safe on the Internet. What's in store? Well, firstly, I'm going to talk in general about some common sense ideas and rules for young ones using the computer. Then, I'll give you some information on free educational websites. Finally, we'll finish with question time. I'm sure most of you think that the Internet can be a frightening place in which to let your children roam loose. But let me remind you that it can also be a fountain of knowledge and education. The trick is to avoid the former and utilize the latter. There are programs available both in your local electronics supply shop and free to download that will keep your child safe to a certain degree on the World Wide Web. A popular one is Online Family Norris, which bars things like military and social websites. I wouldn't advise you to rely solely on a program to protect your family, though. As good as it is, you cannot abdicate your responsibility as a parent. I'm sure you all know that, or you wouldn't be here. When all is said and done, the best way to keep children safe is to educate them and keep an eye on them. For this reason, you should make sure the computer which your child uses is kept in a communal space, where you can look over their shoulder from time to time. It is paramount that you teach them never to divulge their proper or full name and to never provide personal information, such as where they live or what their phone number is. Tell them that online friends must remain just that, online, unless they are supervised. It is difficult, I know, to teach children about the dangers of the world when they are so naive, so trusting and innocent. But without going into great detail, you must alert them to the possibility that the people they are chatting with may not be who they say they are. It's also sensible not to give them their own email address until they are old enough to use the Internet safely. So, all communication from websites will go through you. When they are old enough to use social sites like Facebook and MySpace, teenagers need to know that whatever postings they put on the web will remain accessible forever. Nothing is ever really deleted there. And embarrassing pictures or remarks may come back to haunt them one day. For instance, when they apply for a job, they could jeopardize their chances as the employer or human resources staff will look on the web to find out more about their potential employee, and they may be shocked by what they find there. Not the sort of stuff an applicant would want on his or her CV. It can also make them more vulnerable to bullying. Unfortunately, bullying on social sites is another thing to look out for. And I have to tell you, it's on the increase. It's a very difficult issue to deal with, but something that is more easily detected if the computer is kept in a family space. If we can put these negative issues aside, let's not forget that the Internet is also a wonderful place for children of all ages. Teenagers may be mostly networking on social sites, or completing research that they've been asked to do as part of their homework assignments. But younger children can get assistance with mathematics, spelling, and reading on a variety of free and paid-for sites.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
A good way for children to learn and have fun at the same time is the website mathtutor.com. They can practice mathematics on this site, no matter what their level, while they compete against other children from all over the world. And here's a fun way for primary school children to learn the spelling words for the week. It can be such a chore for some children. They just type them in and play games to learn them. What's that? The website? Oh, sorry. Yes, you'll need to go to spellcity.com for that. The one I'm going to tell you about now is one of the most practical sites that's popular with people of all ages. Children, or parents for that matter, can learn to touch type as they sing along with songs. And there's a variety of funny characters to help you enjoy yourself as you learn. In this day and age, typing is essential. Everyone should be able to type fast and accurately. So, go to beeb.co/typing and try it out. Don't just leave it up to the kids. Here's a site that parents can use to download worksheets to extend their children by giving them further practice. It's called coolresources.com, and I can really recommend it, particularly for middle school students. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now, turn to section 3.